You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's take our Bibles tonight, turn to 2 Timothy. The orchestra is going to join you. The pastors, what a great crowd, great crowd. I know we have a lot of folks traveling, but this is a great crowd. I'm shocked the balcony is so full tonight and the lower floor. Wednesday night, as you turn to 2 Timothy, you don't want to miss Wednesday night. I want you to be prayed up that God was, you know, God's moved in all day today. God's been here with us. And I want to pray that on Wednesday night, the second to the last service of the year, that God would really bless it. We've got this Sunday, next Sunday, and then next Wednesday, the 31st, and then we move into 2026. I hope you're doing much with the Bible. Hope you're reading your Bible. I want you to pray, if you will, Brother Art Flores, if you will, pray for his health. Pray for Brother and Sister Miller, their health. They've fallen, and they're just so weak, and they're so special. I see them back here. I think I see them. They're such special people. I want you to pray for Shirley Worley. Floyd is on oxygen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Shirley got up in the middle of the night and fell. And she's been suffering through cancer, of course. And she broke her fibula. So she's in the hospital. They're waiting. In fact, they moved her this afternoon, I believe, to a nursing facility in Fremont. Floyd went to Sacramento. His son is caring for him there. And so they're separated. They're going to celebrate their 70th anniversary, probably separated, it looks like. And I want you to pray for them. Amen. Pray for all these that are needy and sick. Pray for Sister Caesar. And if you will, she is so very bad with her cancer. She's watching the service in the hospital, I'm sure, right now, and the many others that are shut in. I want to say a word to all of our members, and really, Jeremy Weber, this is for you. Maybe you know this. I'm not sure if you do, but Willow Glen. Are you aware of Willow Glen? Have you been there to Willow Glen? Yeah. Willow Glen, if you've not been there, you have to go at Christmas. My wife and I were planning, Lord willing, we're going to do that perhaps tonight, but we're not going to do it. But Willow Glen is houses that are built in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and 50s predominantly. They're all beautiful. There's street after street after street after street, and the city gives every house a Christmas tree. It's in the front yard. And they go all out. There's the Candy Cane Street. There's the Christmas Tree Street. There's the Arch Street. There's the Star Street. There's the Snow Street. It's just beautiful. It's just breathtaking. On Christmas Eve and Christmas night, they line the streets, and there's just scores of streets with brown paper bags and candles and lights inside, and it's just beautiful. But you want to go tonight and enjoy this season of the year with your family. There's no school tomorrow, and I hope that you will. I don't know if you can read there. I'm starting to get my eyes adjusted. I was kind of worried some of you weren't in church tonight, but I see you now. My eyes are adjusted, and I love our church. I love it. I thank God for it. We're in 2 Timothy, one verse tonight. I hope it'll speak to your heart as it's spoken to my heart. If you can, read verse 7 with me. 2 Timothy 4, verse 7. Paul's head is about ready to be severed from his body. He knows it. He's in jail. They're going to come any moment now and pick him up and take him to sever his head. And it was. The Bible says in verse 7, ready to begin. I have fought a good fight. Our Father, I pray your blessing upon the preaching of the Word of God. I thank you for this text and how this week, especially toward the end of the week, it spoke so powerfully to me. Lord, help us all to fight a good fight. Help us all in this room to finish our course, and help us to keep the faith is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. It was Friday morning that God gave me this message. It's late in the week. I know last Sunday afternoon, God gave me this morning's message. I didn't know what to preach. My wife and I were laying there and we were watching her brother's funeral. I wish you knew Calvin Swanson. He preached here one time. I preached in his church a 3 or 4 day meeting years ago. Just such a good man. And I mentioned this morning how back in October he just had this shoulder problem. He went and found out he was loaded with cancer. He passed away. This verse was quoted by his son-in-law. It's quoted by, I believe, my brother-in-law, Doug, at the funeral. It was such a great funeral. They said, Calvin Swanson, he pastored that church, Berean Baptist in Beloit, Wisconsin, for 30 years. He was on my father-in-law's staff for many years. Gave 50 years of his life to the Lord. He's younger than I am, but he was always a great man of God. I wish you knew him. Calvin Swanson was just a young boy, I think about 13 when his mom died. And he was sort of struggling with all that, never wanted to sin, never anything like that. But consequently, he fell in love with Sherry, and Sherry was 17, he was 18, they got married. It's really young to get married, and they got married 52 years. They said things like this at Calvin's funeral. Pastor Calvin Swanson was a great prayer warrior. That smote my heart. He prayed for his people every day. He got up early. His father got up at 4 in the morning, I believe. He got up around that time, maybe a few minutes later. He didn't have a large church, 200-300, but he prayed for every member. He prayed for all of his nieces and nephews, and there's 8 family members in my wife's family, so there's a lot of nieces. And he knew not only our nieces, but he knew all of our grandkids, all 14. He was a great prayer warrior. He prayed for God to allow his church to be debt-free, and I believe he got $1 million gift one day, and that was just answered prayer. I could say Calvin Swanson was a great prayer warrior. They said it at the funeral. They said this of him. He was a man of the Bible. Amen. He just believed in the Bible. His son-in-law was preaching his funeral service, and he said, I remember one time asking my father-in-law if I could bring an inflatable under the platform and have it for some children thing. And he said, no, this is God's house. We don't do things like that at God's house. He just had such a revere for the house of God. I think of what else they said. They said he was a man who was kind. Calvin was always, his nephew is here, Elisha, your uncle was always kind. Never had a bad word to say about anything. He was always, they said, he was always not only kind, but he was always for others. He lived for others, and he was always patient. I got under conviction during his service. Huge conviction. I never told my wife. Maybe she sensed. I listened to every word. I listened to my wife's younger brother, Doug, speak about his brother. What a great man he was. Great man of God. I heard her other brother, Verlin, give a eulogy and told how great a man of God he was. Then I heard his nephew, his son-in-law preach. And I got under deep conviction. As I thought of this verse, I wonder if I'm in a casket, if you could say that about my life. I wonder if I could say it about your life. I'm sitting here tonight knowing I'm going to preach, looking out over this auditorium, and I see many of you, many, most of you, if not all of you, you fought a good fight. You finished your course. You've kept the faith. I might go before Alan Van Dyke. God gave me my message for Alan Van Dyke. Now, we're not going to use it for several years, Brother Van Dyke. I need you so desperately. I wish this verse could be read at my funeral. I want to look at it tonight. The apostle says, he's 68, 69, almost 70 years of age. He said, I have fought a good fight. Are you in a good fight tonight? Life is more than just becoming successful in life.
Amen.
Life is more than your portfolio. Life is more than just money. You have to be involved in a good fight.
Amen.
I looked out my window. I stayed home later this morning. Got here about 9:30 this morning. Tabitha came to watch her mom. And I was watching. I saw here came a bus down this street, down Bellwood. And here's a bus coming out this way, down Oakwood. And I thank God that the bus ministry is a good fight.
Amen.
That's a good fight. We brought 1.6 million boys and girls, men and women, to this house. That's a good fight. Hey, up here today, that entire section, and two of those sections are filled with bus teenagers. Hey, Brother Robert Simmons, that's a good fight. Hey, Brother Luke Flood, that's a good fight. Hey, bus driver, that's a good fight. Hey, bus mechanic, that's a good fight. I have fought a good fight. I come out here, I try to stop yesterday. I try to stop by every Saturday just to say hello to the mechanics. Brother Poussin, they're amazing. I don't know where he is, but he's in here somewhere. Brother Poussin, there he is. They're amazing. You've done such a good job. But Brother Poussin has invested his life. He got saved here. And then God called him to the ministry, and he prepared, and he got married. He's been here for 30, 35 years. God has invested. He's invested his life in a good work. Amen. The Filipinos, Brother Poussin, are good people. Thank God for the Filipinos. I thank God for the Hispanics tonight. That's a good fight. I thank God for the Brazilians that we have in all these different groups. That's a good fight. Hey, choir, that's a good fight.
Amen.
Here's Christmas, and choir was down a little bit, still filled all the same chairs. But down a little bit this morning, you wouldn't know it. They sang. Oh, they sang. And they sang tonight. They were down. Well, they sang tonight. I'm just about coming out of my chair here. The orchestra played. And I know that a lot of folks gone tonight. But they did a good job. Ushers, you're in a good fight, Brother Manuel. That's a good thing, being an usher to the house of God. You, man, you take the care of the crowd. Take care of visitors. I want to say, are you involved in a good fight? I believe I can say I've been involved in a good fight. The ministry is great. I can't imagine doing. I used to have people say, you know, I had a lot of businessmen tell me, if you weren't a preacher, you'd be a great CEO. I didn't even know what CEO meant. They had explained it to me. I'm going to tell you something, Brother Kissel. I could not do your job. I'd be a flop at your job. I'd be a flop at being a CEO. Brother Jose, I'd be a flop doing what you do. I wouldn't know how to do it. God called me to the ministry. And I'm so glad I said yes to God. Hey, you teenage boys, say yes to God before you go to the world. Say yes to God before you go to Apple. Yes to God before you go to Dell. Yes to God before you go to Hewlett, whatever it may be. And we need all those professions. We need all of you that are working these jobs. But say yes to God first. Say, God, I'm seeking first your kingdom. Hey, you young girls. We got 30-some young girls that are now pastors' wives out of this church. Be the next one. Say, I'm going to give my life to be a servant to the man of God. That's a good fight.
Amen.
Are you involved in a good fight? I guarantee you, young people, God's never going to lead you to get married to some wishy-washy person. God's never, I'm speaking directly to teens in college. God's never going to lead you to a wishy-washy Christian. I guarantee it. He's not going to, I got a peace in my heart. No, you don't have a peace. You have a lust in your heart. God's never going to lead you to a wishy-washy Christian. Find a girl that's sold out to God. Find a girl that loves God. Loves God. Loves Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. My wife, she's been talking about it so much. She loves this church. Loves coming to church. That's a good fight. Look at the second thing. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I believe God's going to give me many years here. I'm not going to be in your way. Don't worry. God's given me good health and good strength. Maybe it's going to turn this year. I'm not sure. But I tell you what, I want to finish my course. I'm not going to overstay and be here out of my mind and not know who you are and not know how to preach any longer and bore you with it and the place goes down. I'm not going to do that to you. But I'm going to finish my course. I was looking this afternoon in my prayer journal, all the preachers that have died this year. We got so many preachers that have passed away. They finished their course. My sweet brother-in-law, he never bothered anybody. He never bothered me. He took a strong stand. He believed in this old King James Bible. He believed in being old time religion. He believed in preaching. He believed all that.
Amen.
But if you didn't believe it, he didn't become your enemy. He loved everybody. He was a good man. And I want to say today that I don't know when your job is going to be finished on planet Earth. It might be in your 30s that God says, I want you to come home. That's why you want to live every day. I've lived, Brother Bill Langston, I have lived with the obsession that this could be my last message. In my 20s, 30s, 40s, all the way through, I've always lived, Lord, is this my last one? Help me to give it everything I have. I fought a good fight. Fight a good fight. I finished my course. Whatever course God gives you, just finish it. Bill Manley, I've thought of you so much this week. I know your age, and I'm not going to say it. And here he is, retired. You've been teaching second and third grade bus kids for 35 years. Brother John Morris, I thought of you so much, 37, 38 years, kindergarten class. I thought of all these faithful people. Brother Carl, I thought of all the years you've taught at that nursing home. Just dedicated your life to it. I think of the membership. This is a strong church because we've got faithful people that are finishing their course. You're not quitting. We have this retired club that Brother Martinez began. And they're called Prime Timers. We meet about once a month or every 6 weeks for a meal. And those prime time, I think you've got about 55 or 58 involved. You're retired. But none of them are retired. They're coming and working every day in the cafeterias for free. They come and they work in shipping every single day. They come and they work answering phones every single day. They come and they're busy in the work of God. You want to know, yes, they retired from their job. Yes, they retired from going Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, whatever the hours. Yes, they retired. But they're not retired from God. And that's going to keep them young too. Being around these college students, being around that Christian school over there, being around these young people, that'll keep you young. I fought a good fight. Carl, you have fought a good fight. I've thought of you so much the early morning. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I don't want to see it, but this next year we're going to have caskets come. And we've had many this year, and there'll be a casket right there, and it'll be you. Then the last one. There are three F's. Fought, finished, I've kept the faith. The faith is what God has given to us. It's our salvation. It's our life in Christ. It is the fact that God says, I've kept the faith. He said, this is what we believe. Yes. I believe this. I believe in a hymn book. I believe in songs and hymns and spiritual songs. I believe in Sunday school. I believe in Sunday morning. I believe in Sunday night. I believe in Wednesday night. I believe in door knocking. I believe in giving out the gospel and giving out Bibles. I believe in worldwide missions. I believe in running the buses. I believe in the Sunday school. I believe in the lives. I believe in it all.
Amen.
Because it's my faith. There's three F's. I want us all to leave out on this closing of the year of 2025. As we move in just next week to 2026, I want us to say, I fought a good fight. Get in a good fight. Get behind the wheel of a bus and drive it. Get behind the wheel of a shuttle and drive it. Get behind whatever God wants you to get behind and do it. Fight a good fight. And can I encourage you to finish your course? It's going to be hard. Life's hard. And keep the faith. Amen. I wish you could have met my brother-in-law, Calvin. He was such a sweet man. Sweet, sweet pastor. Never needed accolades. Never needed anybody to pat him on the back. He just got up every morning of his life and read his Bible and prayed. And he loved God. A little boy went to his dad's funeral and they were talking so eloquently about his dad and how great a man and how this and that. And the little boy poked his mom and said, "Who are they talking about?" They said, "Your dad." He goes, "Well, he wasn't that way at all." I hope that we can say of you, you fought a good fight. You finished your course and you kept the faith. Father, I love these people so much. Such a privilege. It is a privilege to be called their friend and their pastor. It's a privilege to pastor them. It's a privilege to preach to them. It's a privilege to plan for them. And I pray, dear God, that you might really bless every single student, every single person's life. I pray your blessing upon our church tonight. God, I think of my brother-in-law. He'll never offer another prayer. He'll never try to win another soul. He'll never preach another message. His life is over. It was a fast life. We were married. I remember when he followed and got married. The next year, they were just kids, but they built a good marriage together. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Let's stand together, shall we? As we stand together, would you take these three letters, three words, F, fight, finish, faith.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.